Good morning. Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool. Glad you're here today. Glad we can worship together on Pentecost Sunday, 2019. Pentecost is the day when we celebrate God's presence, God's Holy Spirit present in our church and in our lives. Speaking of the Holy Spirit, this is a true story. On May 21st, 2019, just a couple of weeks ago, a driver in Germany was caught going with a traffic camera going twice the posted speed limit. But it just at the exact second that the camera snapped the picture, a big white bird flew in front of the car so that police could not positively identify the driver behind the wheel. This is a true story. The police said clearly it was divine intervention and an act of the Holy Spirit. So they let him off. I was thinking about that. Is that what the Holy Spirit does? Help lawbreakers to get away with putting people in danger? You know, I'm not sure that's very good theology. But, you know, if that dove, created a lot of attention on the driver so that everybody knew that he was going twice the limit and that he felt guilt because of that, and it caused him to change his driving habits in order to make things safer and to be a better driver, that would perhaps be the Holy Spirit. So it's just, you never know. The Holy Spirit gives us what we need. Sometimes the Spirit brings peace. Sometimes the Holy Spirit brings wisdom and understanding when we need it. Sometimes the Holy Spirit brings guilt when we need it. And sometimes the Holy Spirit brings calling.
Hey, you! You're a Christian. And you care. And you're an encouraging person. And you're spiritually mature. You should be a Stephen minister and spend 1 hour a week helping a fellow believer who's having a crisis or difficulty. Hey, isn't that a Stephen Ministry information table right there? Legal disclaimer, becoming a Stephen minister does not create any express or implied apostolic anointing. Side effects do not include stoning. Stephen ministers commit to 1 hour a week for 2 years, plus 50 hours of training, and are professionally resourced. Stephen Ministry not sold in stores. Operators are not standing by, and volunteer opportunities are unlimited. Sign up today.
That lady's a really good actor, isn't she? Speaking of calling and Stephen Ministry, we today are recognizing and installing three people who have heard and answered that call to be leaders in Stephen Ministry. So I'd like to invite Ellen and Larry Brewer and Norm Bauer to please come forward, ask the rest of you to take out the insert in your bulletin, the right for commissioning Stephen leaders. Ellen, Larry, and Norm, you have been trained at a Stephen Leaders training course and have been asked to serve as Stephen Leaders here at St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church. You are a gift of God to us to lead us in the ministry of equipping and caring. As Christians who are part of the priesthood of all believers, we're all called to offer ourselves to the Lord in thanksgiving for what God has done and continues to do for us in Jesus Christ. But it's also our privilege to recognize and support those who are trained for specific ministries in this congregation. Especially today, we recognize and affirm Stephen Ministry and those Stephen leaders who will direct this ministry. Norm, Ellen, and Larry, because of your gifts, your calling, and your training, we charge you with these responsibilities: to build awareness of our growing Stephen Ministry, to encourage the commitment of this congregation to Stephen Ministry at every opportunity, to recruit, select, and train thoroughly as Stephen ministers those members of the congregation whose gift it is to share one-to-one caring ministry, to use the resources of our community as appropriate to enrich training and ongoing supervision of Stephen ministry in this congregation, to work with the pastors of this congregation to identify members who could benefit from this confidential, caring ministry, to assign the trained caregiver who most appropriately fits a person's needs, to supervise these confidential, caring relationships, and offer regular opportunities for continuing growth in the skills and practice of caring ministry. It's no small task. Larry, Norm, and Ellen, will you assume this ministry in the confidence that it comes from God? And will you nurture the skills you have learned and use them in service to others to support, encourage, build up, and heal people in all their needs? Members of St. John, will you open your hearts to the ministry of these Stephen leaders and pray for them as servants of Christ? Then let's pray together. Gracious God, you have called these people to lead us into new paths of caring ministry. You have gifted and empowered them for this task. Give them joy in their service and a spirit of bold trust in you, that their ministry may stir us to greater caring in our congregation and community. Help us to be willing servants and thankful recipients of this ministry, as we work toward achieving your desire that no person in this congregation ever has to suffer alone. May your good and gracious will be done through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Stephen leaders, may the Lord of the church fill you with the Holy Spirit and guide, bless, and keep you so that you may be faithful in the ministry to which you have been called, gifted, trained, and sent. Amen. All right, turn around and face the congregation, and let's thank them for their leadership in this ministry and give them encouragement. Oh, look, is that a Stephen Ministry information table? They'll be right out there after the service to answer all your questions. Let's stand and greet one another and say to each other, listen to the Spirit. And you can remain standing as we sing our gathering hymn number 786.
Thank you.
last Sunday, I happened to have two kids in our congregation share artwork with me that they had drawn during the worship service. So I wanted to share that with you. Emily drew the one on the left, a picture of Jesus, and Caleb drew, of course, a picture of Pastor Russ. Looks just like me, doesn't it? And it's a good reminder for us that, you know, we come to worship and we're all having our worship experience, but the Holy Spirit is working on the kids too when they're here. And so this is my offer to all kids, young and old. If you draw anything related to worship or God or faith during worship or even outside of worship, give it to me. I'll put it up on the screen and show everybody. It'll be like our refrigerator door up here. We'll put your artwork up. It's a good reminder that, you know, that God isn't just with the big people. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. Let's pray together the prayer of the day. O God of creation, eternal majesty, you preside over land and sea, sunshine and storm. By your strength, pilot us. By your power, preserve us. By your wisdom, instruct us. And by your hand, protect us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And you may be seated for the reading.
This morning's reading is from Acts, the second chapter, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.' Here ends the reading.
To invite the kids to come up and join me for the children's message. Oh, man. Oh, come back. Come back. All right, you're not alone. I'm going to start announcing the children's sermon at the beginning of the service, and maybe you'll be up here by time. It's time. Okay. Oh, okay, good. Well, I am glad you're here. Thanks for coming up. So today, we are talking about the Holy Spirit. Does anybody know what the Holy Spirit is? Nope. God? That's a good answer. Holy Spirit is God, but what does Holy Spirit do? Did you have an answer? No. Jesus saves us from our sins, but the Holy Spirit is our helper, okay? So I'm going to, wait, where did I put that fan? Oh. Wait. I got it. There we go. See, that's what the Holy Spirit is like. The Holy Spirit is like this tool. It's like our helper. It helps us to do things that we couldn't normally do because I couldn't possibly stand up and walk over there, right? Okay, so let me ask you something. Can you see the air? Can you see the wind? No? Okay, but wait. Okay. Ooh, I can hear it. Okay. Can you see the wind now? No, but you can see what the wind is doing, right? And you know the wind is there because you see the pinwheel spinning around. That's what the Holy Spirit is like. The Holy Spirit is like this pinwheel. It's our helper to help us see God, even though we can't really see God, okay? So the Holy Spirit helps us to do things that we can't do by ourselves. It helps us to see God, and... Do any of you guys have earbuds? You don't have them with you? What? Okay. I never know which is left and which is right. So what do earbuds do? What are they for? Okay. Right? They help you hear, right? And the Holy Spirit is just like earbuds. The Holy Spirit helps us to be able to hear God when God speaks to our heads and to our hearts. Okay? You with me? So the Holy Spirit is our helper. Now, I've got this here, which is chicken fling shot. The chicken, have you seen the chicken fling shot? Oh my. They have them at the dollar store. This children's sermon is brought to you by the dollar store. Dollar Tree, just two blocks away. Okay, so the Holy Spirit is like the chicken fling shot, because sometimes I'm a chicken, okay? And I don't want to do what God wants me to do, right? I'm kind of scared, but the Holy Spirit helps me and sends me out anyway, okay? So, what does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit is our slingshot, yes. That's exactly what I was trying to say. The Holy Spirit is our helper, right? It helps us all these different ways, okay? So today, in order to help you remember the Holy Spirit, I am not giving you a chicken fling shot because I thought it was maybe not a good idea to give you projectile poultry in worship, okay? But if you go see that lady right there, my wife Susan, after that we're done, she will give you a pinwheel that you can take to help you remember the Holy Spirit. So let's all pray. Bow our head, fold our hands, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to be my helper. Amen. Thanks for coming up. yes, that lady over there is my wife. And let's stand for the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel for today is written in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. The Holy Gospel beginning with verse 25. Jesus said, "I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." This is the Gospel of the Lord. And you may be seated. So the Gospel of John tells us that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit brings truth. Fact. We swallow an average of 8 spiders a year in our sleep. I know it's true because I read it on the internet. In fact, it's not true. Snopes.com, the myth-debunking website, says that actually this rumor started in 1993 when a writer named Lisa Holse wrote an article for PC Professional talking about the kinds of things that people would believe just because they read it on the internet. And she made that up as something that people would believe that's not true, and people started believing it. That's what Snopes.com says. But as it turns out, that's impossible, because in 1993, there was no publication called PC Professional, and there never has been. And there's no record of anyone named Lisa Holst ever being a writer. So the explanation of the lie is a lie itself. In a world where it must be true because I read it on the internet or I saw it on the news is a joke, into that world, Jesus says, "I will send to you from the Father the Spirit of truth. He will testify on my behalf." Fact. The universe is expanding and slowing down. I know it's true because I learned it in science class in school. I read it in my textbook. But in fact, it's not true. Recent observations and recent measurements show that the universe isn't slowing down. In fact, it's speeding up. It's accelerating, which doesn't make any sense in the world of physics. Scientists are thinking now that there's this stuff they're calling dark matter. They don't know exactly what it is or how it works, but somehow it's pushing the universe farther and farther apart. If not, then everything Einstein said in his theory of relativity is not true. And by the way, yes, that is my wife. When she studied with Einstein at Princeton in the 1940s. Just kidding. We don't really know what dark energy is or what's happening, but we know it's real and we know that it's true. In a world where science is king and it's not real unless we can predict it, measure it, understand it, comes this experience on Pentecost that is beyond our understanding, and yet it's true. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. Fact. There is one correct way to worship. The way I like it. Actually, that's not true. God speaks in many different ways, many different languages, and many different worship styles. Some people prefer a traditional style of worship.
Oh,
But other people think traditional worship is so boring. They prefer something much more contemporary, something more like this.
You can't stop it. It's coming to a town near you. It used to be called contemporary. Some call it relevant. We're so cool, we call it contemporvent.
Young, hip guy welcoming all with graffiti and cool glasses. I welcome everybody with arms wide open, revealing my tattoo so you know I have a past. Quirky transition to band. Invite everyone to stand. Let's do it.
My new song that nobody knows. Nobody knows this song. I want you to learn. One man has all the answers.
I have all the answers. Showing a picture of a puppy and or a baby from an impoverished third world nation. Speaking softly to draw you in. And then emphatically, driving home my point. On pause. Whispering. Repetition. Still pausing. Pained expression. Long prayer. So that the worship leader can get back on stage.
This is the closing song with strings that'll make you cry. Coming soon to your town, a new kind of church. You will be lifted high and challenged to grow. We call that Grotivation. You call this Sunday Morning.
I'm pausing for a minute. In an era where the church often debates whether we should be traditional or whether we should be contemporary, the truth is we can be faithful or we can be full of ourselves in either style. The Holy Spirit comes and says to us, just pick one, pick a style, pick 10 styles. It doesn't matter, because the truth that the Spirit brings, the truth of the good news of Jesus Christ, is in every language. And God can speak that truth in whatever language and whatever style you need. Amazed and astonished, they asked, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own language? Fact, I am competent. I have 3 degrees. I have a high school degree, I have a college degree, and I have a seminary degree. So I know that I am competent. Let me tell you how I got that college degree. You see, it was at Wartburg College, and it was the night before graduation. The night before, I got a call from the registrar's office at 9 p.m. The registrar said to me, I'm really sorry to tell you this the night before graduation, but you can't graduate tomorrow. You are a quarter credit short of graduating. What? I couldn't believe it. By the way, I am the monkey in this scenario. I couldn't believe it. So what had happened was the first semester of my senior year at Wartburg, I had gone to Tanzania to live with a Tanzanian family as an international experience and had a great time. And I came back and I registered for my classes, and somehow I got off and I forgot that I had to take one more PE activity. But I didn't take it, and so I was a quarter credit short. She said I could go through graduation the next day, but I would not get my degree until I had completed that PE activity and gotten that quarter credit. Well, I went through it, but it was not a happy day. I put on a smile, but I felt like such a poser, such a faker, right? And then the day after graduation, I went to see the head of the PE department. I said, I've got to do something. I'm supposed to start seminary in the fall, and I can't start seminary if I don't have a bachelor's degree, and I just need a PE class. And he said, well, we don't have any PE classes over the summer. Then he said, is there anything you did while you were in Africa that we could count as a PE activity? And I said, well, I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, the tallest mountain in Africa. He said, write a paper about it, and I'll give you a quarter credit. I wrote a paper about it. He gave me a quarter credit. 2 days later, I officially graduated from Wartburg College. And to this day, I am the only person, I think, who has ever had to climb the tallest mountain in Africa to graduate from Wartburg College. And I have been telling that joke for over 30 years. I did it purely, though. I graduated by the grace of God. It was only by the grace of God that I was able to make it through, and the grace of a teacher who was willing to help me out when I had messed up. I didn't do it on my own. I had the help of the Spirit and God's grace. So often we think in order for God to use us, we have to be 100% an expert. Otherwise, God's not going to be able to use us. And that's just not true, really. We just have to be willing to answer the call when it comes, like this lady did.
I heard about Stephen Ministry a number of years ago when I was visiting St. Paul, and I moved here permanently. Suddenly I realized I could now become a Stephen minister. Just being able to make a difference in people's lives, to be an encouragement to others, to share the love of Christ. When you look at your spiritual gifts, one of mine has always been encouragement, and even in my professional life, I encouraged and motivated people. Along the way, I've had some life experiences that maybe I wouldn't have chosen, but it has helped me to understand what other people are going through and maybe to be a little more compassionate and a little more understanding of their situation. As many things in life, when you are being a blessing to someone, you are so blessed in return.
That is the work of the Spirit, to bring God's grace, turning a curse, a bad experience, into a blessing, and with the help of God, doing what we could never do on our own. Jesus said, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. He will teach you everything." Fact. This is the end of the sermon. That one is true. Well, wait, except there's a picture of my puppy from when I was a kid and some children I met in Africa. All right, I think that checks off all the boxes. I can stop now. But remember, even though this is the end of the sermon, the Spirit is still speaking. Amen. Let's stand and sing. Our next hymn is number 396.
Thank you.
let's proclaim together what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let's join our hearts together in prayer. Holy Spirit, our advocate and helper, thank you for giving us what we need when we need it. And Lord, help us to see and know the truth and to follow your calling and to know that we never go at it alone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for our Northeastern Iowa Synod as they meet next weekend in assembly. Guide the church with your spirit and give us what we need to answer your call to embody love to today's world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Spirit of healing and hope, be with all who are in need. We pray especially today for Talene Litterer, Bob Dite, Tim Quaid, Carol Tyler, Sandra Link, Dan Carey, B.J. Gifford. Give your peace and your strength to those affected by storms. We pray especially for Caleb's friend Landon, whose house was destroyed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Lord, we pray that you would protect and support the women and men who are serving in the armed forces and their families. We pray especially for Alex Binger, Robson Shanklin, and Kim Hall. We pray for those others who are on our hearts as we name them silently before you now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And let's share that peace with one another. And you may be seated as we continue with the offering, and we sing our offering hymn number 398. Thank you. let's stand. And join me as we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And you may be seated. Just a few things before we go. First, I want to say thank you to Paul and Yolanda Van Ostel for the altar flowers today that they've given in memory of their parents, Walter and June Sherb, and Ken and Marge Van Ostel. And also thanks to Greg and Rosie Pieper for the radio broadcast in honor of their anniversary. Speaking of milestones, on June 30th, John Swigum, who's been our head custodian here for 7 years, is going to be retiring. And so the week before that, on June 23rd, which is just 2 weeks from today, at both services, after the service, we're going to have a reception for him to recognize his retirement and to say thank you to him. So plan on coming that day and come back to the parish hall, have some refreshments, and tell John thank you for all that the serving and caring he's done around here for the last 7 years. All right, it is time to recognize our June birthdays. So if you have a birthday in the month of June, please stand up. All right, just one, just two. Oh, there they come. Now they're popping up. Okay, all right. Well, stay standing up. Stay standing up. Okay, let's go around and tell us what day is your birthday. 24th? 29th? 25th? 27th. Wow. This is on down the line. Okay. 21st. Today. All right. By the way, today is my sister's birthday, too. So you and my sister were born on the same day. Kind of. What's today? Oh, you're with my sister, too. Congratulations. All right. Let's see. Let's go back to you, Lynn. 3rd, okay. Oh, I forgot you, Helen. 24th also, who else had the 24th? Birthday buddies, there you go. The 6th, okay. 29th. 3rd. Did you know, wait, who else was the 3rd? 23rd, sorry, I gotta get my hearing fixed. 30th, all right. Oh, who'd I miss? Oh, Clarice, there you are. 21st. Well, happy birthday, everybody. Oh, Melanie, you weren't standing. 2nd. All right. Well, can you play happy birthday for yourself? Okay, happy birthday, June babies. Don't sit down. Let's stand for the benediction. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. Now we sing our ascending hymn, which is number 627.
Peace, share the good news. Thanks be to God.